When they put that iron hook, there come the wooden hook. You see, they tighten it up good, and then they tack it all around. Well, you see that thing when they spray it, it's going to hold. And the last hook might be two on top.
Yeah.
And you tack them good, your barrel. Now, they make half a barrel, and they'll make a full barrel, which is 72 pounds. But they don't use that no more. You see, not no barrel, not for no flour. They use them sack, them cloth sack. Now, they got another thing that, I don't forget how you call that American. It's a kind of a barrel that they used to put sugar. That thing big. Great big thing around like that.
Hogs it or?
Something, I don't know.
Give him talk about a stand or?
It's in the shape, it's a barrel, but they call it another name.
Drum?
Huh? Drum. That's it. But that's almost twice as big as a barrel. Now that, they put other things in there. Now salt meat used to come in there, what I'm talking about there.
Yeah.
Syrup come in them barrel, but them barrels of syrup come out that kill these stuff. No leak in that. And everything just as tight as beeswax on.
Gingerbread
cover. And now what it is, I don't know.
Yeah.
Now when you come to open that syrup, you better stick a nail in it. If you don't, you're gonna get messed up with syrup. Because I remember one time Duncan opened, he done that in public. When he did pour that syrup, all that syrup come right outside my fish and like knocked me down. Pressure from the barrel.
He did it at first?
Yeah, he did it. Then he killed himself laughing. What I was doing that. But that is good syrup. And they tell you about that cooper shop.
When did you work there?
In Yawley.
How long?
Oh, I worked there. Oh, I got there in October. I worked there in January.
Uh-huh.
Then I come on home.
Yeah.
After I come out of World War One.
I see.
Yeah, I come out in World War One in July 1st, 1919.
Yeah.
In October. That's why I went to work. But that didn't last me all day. I come out of there. Too much of dirt going on there. I come back here. That's why I first started working there. I could have worked there.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you the truth. I had a chance to have a good job in there, but I just was scared of that town.
It is a dirty town, though.
What? I went to Wilson and Company, and I had been working for the United States Department of Agriculture, cut bacon lots, you know. And my boss man gave me a paper. Walked in Mr. Frank. I said, "Mister, you hiding? And are you hiding anybody there?" He said, "Look at me." He said, "No." But before he got to tell me, I handed him that paper. He got that paper back and said, "Go get that drill wagon over there." It's that quick. And when I left there, I wasn't doing nothing but hauling mail, signing up for first class mail, and doing a little work around the office. Well, I didn't like it because I had a bad place to pass. I got sick down there. I got tummy poison. I left. So, I didn't work there.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a good job, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's no joke. But a good job ain't like your life. I see so many things was going on. I might be the next. So that Saturday, they paid me on Friday evening. I went back Saturday in Caddy Key. I told him, "Frank, I'm going to the country." He said, "Man, you're going to leave this good job?" And I said, "Well, that's better than that. I'm going to the country. I've been in the country ever since then."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I came back and started the farm.
Yeah.
But I went to the salad thing. I had a good to go down with that part. You see, the phone was a Frenchman. Call him Mr. Hendricks. Well, that's a French name. So he said, "Where are you from?" "I said, I'm from New York." "And your name is Hendricks?" I said, "Yeah." "And my name is Hendricks." He said, "You want to take a book?" I said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Go behind the stack over there. I'll whistle for you." Did the hour. Couldn't smoke no. Come back. Now my partner got mad with me. He said, "What that man is telling you?" Oh, so me and him was talking. "Frank, what you always talking about?" I said, "None of your business." He couldn't understand me, you see. Me and him was talking. "Frank, fine fella.